The Fog Comes by Scintilla Ten, read by X-Man Hater. "Oh, my dear October," Tybalt says and smirks. "There was no need for you to dress up for this occasion." Tybalt has been the undisputed queen of cats for a long time now, and she clawed her way to the top with spit and cunning, determination and teeth. She knows full well that moments of pleasure must be savored. Causing Toby Day to scowl in such a ridiculous way is just one such moment. Scowl firmly in place, Toby ignores the dig at the state of her clothes. "Hello, Tybalt," she says through gritted teeth. "I feel compelled to tell you," Tybalt goes on, unable to stop herself. "And you may be surprised to hear this, but it is now considered acceptable to wear shoes in company." Toby looks down at her bare feet and then meets Tybalt's gaze. Tybalt grins back. Oh, but she loves to get under Toby's skin. Changelings can be so sensitive when they think purebloods are condescending to them. Which, to be fair, they usually are. Toby isn't like most changelings, though, and she doesn't disappoint. She never does, as much as Tybalt pushes her boundaries. She drops a significant glance to Tybalt's left side, where two Kaith Shi in feline form sit, identical in black with white paws, watching her with the kind of casual disinterest only cats can assume. "Shoes?" Toby says. "Or did you mean booties?" One of the black cats hisses and thrashes her tail. Tybalt doesn't say anything, but lets her eyes travel over Toby's body, lingering on her dirty, bare feet. It's clear it took some effort to arrive here in one piece, and Toby would not come to the Court of Cats for no reason. She has not placed spies in Toby's home, although Cagney and Lacey are sometimes convenient sources of information. At moments like this, she almost wishes she had done so, crass as the idea is. Tybalt hates feeling as though she's missing information, and the worst thing is that she can tell Toby knows it, too. There's a twitch to the corner of Toby's mouth that makes Tybalt think she's amused by this, amused even as she comes crawling for help into Tybalt's court. Most of the time Toby comes to her, it's with bad news. Sometimes it's not bad news for Tybalt, though. "Come along, then, October," she says, standing up and gesturing for Toby to follow her. "Tell me the tale of why you've graced me with your soiled presence." She grins inwardly at the way Toby's spine stiffens at the command, but Toby follows her, all the same. She always does. The end.